listening to Insight on CAP Radio. More than 70,000 acres burned by the Camp Fire in Butte County. And we're hearing more than 15,000 structures burned. So much of the picture is being revealed with daylight today. The firefight continues. CAL FIRE reporting a 5% containment right now. In the studio with me is CAP Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler, who spent most of the week and the last months of his life covering elections.
What life?
And now we've had two significant things for California this weekend. The tragic mass shooting in Thousand Oaks, the fires that are happening right now. And the person we're seeing speaking from the governor's office is Gavin Newsom. However, I really want to make it clear, Ben, that that's not because he was just elected as the next governor. He has a lieutenant governor's role that puts him in that position if the current governor, Jerry Brown, isn't in the state.
And Governor Brown left shortly after he spoke with reporters Wednesday morning. He flew out to Austin, Texas for an event at the LBJ Presidential Library. And I think he's supposed to come back today, but that has left Gavin Newsom making emergency declarations both for counties and also requesting federal aid from President Trump. So an early preview of what's to come with a Governor Newsom and a President Trump relationship. Will it be the same or different from a Governor Brown and President Trump relationship? We'll need to see. And then, of course, Newsom, who was preparing to make an announcement about his transition yesterday when he served meals to the homeless folks in San Francisco at St. Anthony's, ended up scrapping that planned announcement, did serve the meals, but then spoke about the shooting in Thousand Oaks. I think his comments would have been made anyway as governor-elect, and that's, you know, just the reflective of the two roles.
So let's listen to some of what Gavin Newsom said yesterday then about the Southern California shooting.
It's you know, a heavy heart. Come here a day or two after an election for governor, you ought to be focused on other things. 23 folks injured, and obviously 13 lives in total lost. And it's, you know, this is America. It's got to change. This doesn't happen anywhere else on planet Earth. And we can't let folks forget that. Can't lose sight of that. Can't allow this to be normalized.
So now, just to add a PS to that, there was this OES briefing this morning that I assume someone from the governor's office was there. We may yet hear from Gavin Newsom on the wildfires as acting governor. But then when Governor Brown comes back into the state, he'll step into that role as whatever wildfire event continues.
And Newsom made it clear, he reminded everyone there is one governor at a time, and that governor is Jerry Brown, as most president-elects and governor-elects say, only one governor and one president at a time.
I asked you a question during our election coverage that I think you were able to follow up on.
Or someone did for me, because I was not down in San Francisco yesterday, but our friends at KQED were able to share the audio with us. And you had wondered, will Gavin Newsom be moving into the governor's mansion? Let's remember that the governor-elect has several kids, different age ranges. So a reporter asked him, and his wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, was standing there alongside the governor-elect. Someone asked him yesterday, well, where are you going to live? And here's the answer.
For us, it's not about the two of us, it's about the four kids. And I got a two-year-old that just entered preschool and a nine-year-old that's got educational issues more like me when I was nine. You can read between the lines, who's really thriving right now. We've got a great principal, got a great teacher, we've got great teacher assistants, we've got a great after-school program, and that will drive any decision, is what works for them. They are the priorities.
That means he has a nine-year-old with dyslexia.
That would be the implication. Gavin Newsom has spoken in interviews, including our California's Next Governor interview, about growing up with dyslexia.
Severe dyslexia, he says.
As he called it, yeah. So yeah. Reading between the lines, as the governor-elect said, that would seem to suggest his eldest daughter has dyslexia.
Hmm.
Right. And so, to put a finer point on it, if she's doing well, would they want to uproot her from Marin County where they live and try to start fresh in Sacramento.
It's a critical conversation for a family. It's a very important decision for children and parents, in spite of having a very big job and leading the state. I think every family, every parent can understand that. I do want to wrap up any other updates that we have. Results have been rolling as ballots continue to be counting. Some of this is just a reflection of the gap between races. But what do we know today that we didn't know?
Well, late yesterday, we had updates from Orange County and some movement in a couple of races. None of the races have flipped, but Harley Ruta, the Democrat challenging Dan Rohrabacher, the longtime Republican congressman in the coastal part of Orange County, extended his lead. It's now up to about 3,000 votes. Katie Porter, the Democrat challenging Congresswoman Mimi Walters, the Republican who represents central and southern Orange County, basically cut Walters' 6,000-vote lead by a third, so it's about 4,000 now. Young Kim, the Republican seeking to replace retiring Republican Congressman Ed Royce, basically held her lead steady over Democratic challenger Gil Cisneros, so not much of a change there. So we will see as many more votes continue to be counted, and at last check yesterday, the state had said there was about 4.5 million votes statewide remaining to be counted, and that doesn't include some of that other counties haven't put in yet. And in Orange County alone, let's see here, that is about 420,000 ballots. So a lot left to go. We also have a state superintendent race that is unresolved and likely to remain unresolved for a couple of weeks.
All right, Ben, thanks for the update. Sorry it was so short today, but I appreciate it. That is Capital Public Radio's Capital Bureau Chief Ben Adler. There's more insight. Dr. Tilman Ruff is standing by for a few minutes with us. We'll be right back.